Do you compose on bass at all?
No, not really.
And the keyboard.
Not really. The odd thing, Black Dog was my riff.
Was it?
And that was composed on the bass. The first mantra was hilarious. That's Acid Bonzo. She just... He said, what is that? I said, a four. I've worked it out. A four will go straight the way through it.
Really?
We'll see each other at the other end.
That's,
you know,
just incredible.
Keep the faith, and it'll work, you know. Oh, it was hilarious.
Every time I see a dude, I think, you know, they're going to blow it. Because all it takes is for him to hit one wrong thing, and the whole thing is wrong entirely.
Absolutely, and there's no return in that number. If you blow it, that's it. You might as well just stop.
Forget
you know.
It. There's no way.
I first played it to me. Oh, I can't play to that.
Do you practice?
No. No word. I fool around on piano. But bass I never practice. Although, you know, again with the alembic, here it comes back again, you know, I'm beginning to feel, wouldn't it be nice to have it in the room and sort of, you know, it really makes you want to play more.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And there's never, you know, you can't practice on stage. You've got work to do.
This
really.
Is true.
But, like, more things come out each night, you know. Yeah, I think I will get it in the room, actually. Because I only had it for, like, a couple of days before we went on tour, you know. So it arrived and...
Who do you listen to? Bass players, I mean.
I don't.
You don't?
No, when... I listen to a lot of jazz bass players. Once upon a time. But jazz has changed so much, and it's hardly recognisable. And I don't like the main forms. I used to listen to a lot of tenor players. Things I don't know. Sonny Rollins. Train and all those people. Bass players? Oh. The one that died with Bill Evans. Scott Afaro. Excellent player. But generally I used to like the Paul Chamberses and Ray Brown and Mingus, of course. Mingus was, well, he is. Good.
Someone like Stanley Clarke doesn't do much for you?
Yeah, I really see, he's a fine player. I'm not too keen on that lead bass style. I love him on acoustic bass. But, yeah, probably Stanley Clarke, Miroslav Vitas, Jaco Pastorius.
What about somebody like Jack Bruce?
No. Never did like him.
What about McCartney?
McCartney I've always respected. He also put the notes in the right place at the right time.
Right.
He knows what he's about.
You think there are any Zeppelin albums that you've played particularly well on? Or you thought the bass lines...
I hope so.
No, I mean, I guess it could be any favorite, you know, or any... particularly creative things, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. That's not what it's about. But obviously there are things you say, oh, yeah, well, that came off well, I couldn't think of them now, and I wouldn't even dwell upon them. No, they're done, what sounds good, and, you know, anything that maybe didn't come off so well, that's it, you know? Yeah. Try not to let it happen again.
You also play like acoustic guitar and mandolin? And
yeah.
That's
yeah,
just kind of a secondary...
Well, we wanted to do 10 Years Gone, and the only way to do it was have somebody play the guitar. Yeah. But then I still have to use foot pedals and all those things.
Oh, that's something.
Because there ain't no bass player.
That's right. We'll get into that.
This is always the way, you know. Like Muggin said, "Oh, I'll do that." And then, "Oh, wait a minute, you know, somebody's got to play bass. Nobody else will." And Kay adamantly refuses to play bass.
Did you ask
his,
him?
His years with the Yardbirds.
That's like, right. He played bass.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you would like to do outside of Zeppelin? An instrumental context?
Oh, you always get the feelings you'd like to write a symphony or something like that. Uh-huh. I like all music. I like classical music a lot. I rebel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more romantic. Compared to Bach, of course. Mozart. Got into Mozart, finally. Could never stand him. I always thought it was a big twee, you know. But I like him now, especially, like, you know, like, to play it on the piano. It's just great fun. It's really nice to play, you know. Bach was always... Oh.
Good bass lines, huh?
Right, you know. If Bach had ever come across the bass guitar, he would love it, you know. But all those old... the improvisation sort of died out come Mozart and Beethoven. But in the old days, you know, they used to give you like a figured bass, which was sort of the equivalent to chord symbols, you know, and off you'd go, right? The great harpsichordists used to, and the organists at that time, you'd have a ball, you know. There are stories of, what is it, not Rheinberger, who was the original? The one before Bach.
Harpsichordist?
No, organist. Great organist. Oh. Well, anyway, he used to have a box next to his organ, and it contained little strips of manuscript paper with like 8 bars on the theme. And he just used to walk up to the organ, just like dip his hand in the box and pull one out, and that would do him like for the whole voluntary and everything. You know, just that's great, lovely stuff.